Jesus is speaking. Can you tell the difference? Hallelujah. He said, marvel not that I said unto thee, you must be born again. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh or whither it goeth. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit. And today I want to speak to you just for a couple of minutes. The title is God-Given Gift. And the God-given gift brings regeneration, it brings restoration, renewal, and it brings restoration in our lives. So he has sent in the word today for each and every one of us to regenerate, to renew, and to restore. Let us pray. Father, we're so grateful for your word, and we're grateful that you sent it here to accomplish something to each and every one of us that is here today. So Father, my prayer right now is, Lord, speak through me, your vessel. May the words that proceed out of my mouth be from you and not from me. And may the ears and the hearts of the receivers be open to hear what you have to say to each and every one of us today. And may each and every one that's gathered here this morning recognize how valuable and how important they are to you. Sometimes in life, it doesn't seem like things are working the way that we thought they should, Father God. But you have a plan for every heart and every life. So, Lord, I just pray that you just have your way here today. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. You know, when I was looking at being regenerated, you know, I don't know about you, but I need to be regenerated. I was wearing out on the natural man. So I was trying to depend on my natural self, and I needed to be regenerated. Does anybody need to be regenerated today? You know, sometimes in the Christmas season and that we're celebrating Jesus, we get so worn out with the hustle and bustle that we miss what it's truly about. This is all about him. This is about Jesus, amen, and his love for you and I, that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever would believe in him would not perish but would have everlasting life. So the Apostle Paul, writing to his student Titus in Titus chapter 3, talks about being regenerated. He says, not by works of verse 5 of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. Amen? Look at your neighbor and said, we need to be regenerated, don't we? Amen? Say, hey, is he speaking to you? He's speaking to me too. Is he speaking to you? Come on, say to your neighbor, is he speaking to you? He's speaking to me too. Amen. God wants you to know that he's speaking to everyone in the room. And there's no one he's going to leave out because he cares and loves for every last one of us. Amen. So when I was looking at this, the Apostle Peter said in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse number 23, see, if I need to be born again, he said, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. Look at your neighbor and say, he sent the word here today for you and me. Oh, how he loves you and me. You want to sing to your neighbor? Anybody want to sing with me this morning? You know, when I look at it, you know, I'm thinking about it. Joy to the world, the Lord has come. I don't know about you, but I'm a happy guy today. Amen? I'm happy because I'm celebrating his birthday. Amen? And if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't be here today, and neither would you. So first he says he's going to send that word to wash us and to regenerate us and to renew us. And when I'm looking at to renew, when I was renewed, I had to change the direction I was going in, okay? You know, the Apostle Peter says in Acts chapter 2, this took place right after the day of Pentecost, in verse 38, I'm thinking about being renewed. The Word of God says to you and I, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is the good and acceptable and the perfect will of God. In other words, before I had an encounter with Jesus, I really had some stinking thinking. Hallelujah. And he had to renew my mind. And the Apostle Peter says in Acts chapter 2, verse number 38, he says, "Then Peter said unto them, Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost." That's that spirit. He was born of the flesh. We were born in the flesh. And now all of a sudden, when I repent and I change my mind, I'm reborn in the Spirit of God. I become a new creation in Christ Jesus. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. I don't know about you, but I needed a do-over. Amen. Some of the things I did were out of line. Some of the things I did were wrong. And the Lord said, "I gave you a do-over. I removed everything that was from your past, and I gave you a brand new start." I don't know about you, but who can use a brand new start in their life? Amen. How many's messed up along the trail? Okay. I don't know. It's not just me. It's all of us. The Lord wants us to know how much He loves you and me. Hallelujah. But he's talking about being washed, and one of the things he was washed, and he gives us a command in his word in this Acts 2:38, and be baptized. There was 3,000 that were baptized and added to the church in one day after Pentecost. In other words, the baptism was an outward expression of what took place on the inside. But it wasn't only an outward expression. The word of God says there was something that took place in the spiritual and the water of baptism. Amen. How many know that God's is the master surgeon? Amen. Amen. I don't know about you, but it's like when you go in the baptism tank, you're like laying on, there's some junk that's got to be removed, and you're laying on the operating table, and you go down in the water, and you come back up renewed and refreshed in the Lord. Amen. He says in Colossians chapter 2, I want you to get this because you might not hear this anywhere else. But that's why the Lord has you here today. And Colossians chapter 2, he just reminds us of this. He says in verse number 11, he says, "In whom also you were circumcised with the circumcision made without hands, and the putting off the body of the sins of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ, buried with him in baptism, wherein also you are risen with him through the faith of the operation of God who raised him from the dead. And you, being dead in your sins and the uncircumcision of your flesh, have he quickened together with him, having forgiven all your trespasses." Amen? So he's saying, okay, he wants to regenerate us. He sent his word to renew us. And there's something that happens also in that light. He also is here to restore what the enemy has stolen from you. Amen? Amen? He will give you back what the enemy has stolen. And God wants to speak to some children of God today that have been going through some hard times. You've been trusting Jesus, but there's been a time where you've gone through some hard times, and he wants to speak to you. And I love what the psalmist says in Psalms 51. Verse number 12, the psalmist says this, restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. Some of you have lost your joy, and you want to just ask God today, Lord, restore my joy. But he doesn't stop there. He also says, and uphold me with thy free spirit. In other words, restore the joy and help me keep it. Because I know there's things that are coming along the way that are going to try to steal my joy. And the joy of the Lord is my strength. In other words, God wants me prepared and ready that no matter what the enemy does, he can't win. Because greater is he that is in you than he that is in this world. The only time that he can win is if you make him bigger than the one that's in you. Hey, I don't know about you, but I recognize him as being great and mighty. Amen. What is a great and mighty God we serve. Amen. So with that in mind, being restored, in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse number 17. He says, now the Lord is that spirit, And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty or there's freedom. Then he speaks to all of us. He says, but we all with open face, beholding as in a glass, the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of God. So what is the Lord saying to you and I today is simply this, in closing. What he is saying to you and I, as he sent his word today to regenerate us, if we allow the word to regenerate us and to renew our spirit, if our spirit is renewed, all of a sudden he'll restore. But all this calls for is for you and I to resolve. What does resolve mean? To resolve means to make a decision. Amen? The Bible says this in Romans 10, verse number 13. He says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. The greatest gift of all God is offering to whosoever will. That's what Christmas is about. It's about what Jesus did for you and I. But it's just like at the Christmas tree on Christmas Day. There'll be gifts under the tree that are lined up for the children and for each other and whatever. But unless you open it and receive it, the gift was given, but it was never received. God is offering a gift to each and every one that's here today, but he's also asking you a question. Will you open up your heart? And will you receive? The choice is yours. He will not force himself on any man. He's a perfect gentleman. Bow your heads and let us pray. Father, I'm so grateful.